Chapter 14.
Come on, Amber, fight back,
ordered Kylas during one of their many sparring sessions. Amber tripped over herself as she stumbled away from Kylas. She spat out a mouthful of blood as he yet again beat her in another match. Of the 23 sessions she remembered, she had won not one of them. This happened to be her least favorite activity during her short stay on Darmentria, although, according to Kylas, she had progressed far since her arrival a month ago. But Amber wasn't convinced. It took her weeks to get adjusted to the Darmentrian style of clothing and the knowledge she gained about the civilization of the Dark Planet, or rather, the lack thereof, was almost too gruesome to stomach. After contemplating what she learned, Amber finally got her bearings. I'm trying, Kylas. I'm not cut out for Darmentrian life. I'm a Galician. He quickly jumped in front of her and covered her mouth, saying, Want to say that a bit louder? I don't think everyone heard you. Amber forgot that anything she said could be overheard by anyone, even in the dead wood, which remarkably resembled the clearing at the end of her illusion. With one last warning look, Kylas slowly removed his hand from her mouth. Amber's eyes darted from tree to tree, looking for any signs of danger. All to be found were only the thin, spindly branches of nearby trees. She rolled her eyes and whispered, What I mean is that we've been practicing for far too long. We need to start looking for Ambrose. Kylas brushed a hand through his thick black hair as he said in annoyance, Amber, you're not ready to go out on a search party. If you leave these woods, you'll be killed. If not by the animals, then the people. It's not my life I'm worried about anymore, Kylas. Ambrose is the one in danger, and the longer we hide here, the harder it will be to find him. Amber, you don't even know where he is, said Kylas, his tone giving way to defeat. What makes you think you can find him? Amber stared off into the dark depths of the foggy dead wood, the dangers that lay beyond haunting her. She fought back the frustrated tears that threatened to fall and said, in as loud a voice as she could muster, You're right. I don't know where he is, or even if I can find him. She paused and looked at Kylas with determination in her eyes. But that doesn't mean we should stop. He's all we have.